With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Montana's school superintendent is setting out her legislative priorities, including a proposal to make it illegal for teachers and other school staff to have sex with students, even if the student has reached the legal age of consent. Superintendent Elsie Arntzen says the proposed Student Safety and Accountability Act would make it easier to revoke teaching licenses if teachers have had sex with students, even if the students are at least 16. It also would be a misdemeanor to help any school employee get another job after being involved in sexual misconduct with a student. Arntzen said another priority during the 2019 legislature is restoration of more than $20 million cut from public school funding by the 2017 legislature and during the special session. The state of Wyoming has filed notice it will appeal a judge's decision to restore federal protections for grizzly bears in and around Yellowstone National Park. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen ruled in September that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service erred in removing Endangered Species Act protections for the Yellowstone bears in 2017. That ruling blocked planned grizzly hunts in Wyoming and Idaho. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports an appeal would put the case before the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Federal and state officials say grizzlies have made a full recovery, but environmental groups and American Indian tribes say grizzlies still face threats. A federal judge has lifted a gag order on the Anaconda Superfund cleanup. That means that after more than a decade of secrecy, Anaconda residents will soon be able to learn some details about the Superfund cleanup deal in the works for the Smelter City, Nora Sachs reports.
In July, the parties in charge of negotiating a final cleanup deal for the Anaconda Smelter Superfund site announced they had reached a draft agreement. Locals responded with cautious optimism because they didn't know the agreement's details due to a pre-existing court gag order covering those Superfund settlement negotiations. The Environmental Protection Agency, Atlantic Richfield Company, and state and local governments couldn't reveal any specifics about the cleanup deal or plan to the public. That was also the case in Butte. But from now on, more sunshine is going to be allowed into the process.
It's kind of a big day for Anaconda and moving forward.
Chris Wardell is the Community Involvement Coordinator for the EPA's Region 8. EPA and Atlantic Richfield on Tuesday petitioned a federal district court to lift part of the confidentiality order. Today, EPA announced that Judge Sam Haddon granted that motion the same day it was filed. That means the parties negotiating the cleanup agreement will now be allowed to share some vital details with the public, like what future cleanup actions are being proposed, any changes to the remedy, the nature of some technical assessments, and the path that lies ahead. But Wardell said that won't happen immediately.
It will take some time for us to pull the information together for the public consumption, but we hope to have a public meeting sometime in early January to roll this information out to the public.
Wardell said EPA wants to give the public time to review and digest all of the information, and formal public comment periods will follow. The Anaconda Smelter site was placed on the Superfund National Priorities List in 1983 because a century of copper milling and smelting left much of the air, soil, and water in the area contaminated with heavy metals. Cleanup has been ongoing at the 300-square-mile site. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
Federal officials have dropped plans to conduct a 5-year status review of the greater sage grouse as the Trump administration seeks to weaken its habitat protections. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesperson Jennifer Strickland told the Associated Press the agency is not legally required to complete a review, which can be a first step toward determining if greater protections are needed. Federal land management plans released today would allow more waivers for oil and gas drilling in sage grouse habitat. Governor Steve Bullock responded to the Department of Interior's plans, saying, quote, "States have worked hard to adopt conservation measures that both protect sage grouse and provide for responsible economic development, but the Department of Interior alone holds the responsibility to ensure that overall conservation protections can withstand future petitions for endangered species listing. Montana continues to recognize that implementation of our existing federal plans offers the most durable and flexible solution to manage sage grouse and honor our commitments to collaboration," end quote. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.